Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tabrik Q2 2012 analyst presentation. We have with us today Mr. Sujit Paha, CEO of Tabrik, and Mr. Adrian Kashaw, CFO of Tabrik. Sujit will begin by providing you with an introduction and an overview of Tabrik business before moving on to the second quarter results summary and an operational review. He will then hand over to Adrian, who will provide you with a financial overview of Q2 performance before passing back to Sujit to conclude. Afterwards, we will open the floor up to any questions that you may have. With that, I would now like to turn the presentation over to Sujit.
Thank you. If I could take you all straight through to slide 4, right? And let's take you through a brief overview of Tabrik. As many of you know, Tabrik operates across GCC. Our strength lies, of course, primarily in our UAE operations, where we have a total of 59 plants. Several factors differentiate us from our competitors and give us a unique edge, and this includes financial strength. With the de-risked solid capital structure that we have, Tabrik is immune to market volatility, and we're well positioned to get new market opportunities as and when they arise. We've got a very experienced management team. We have a track record of project execution. Our build-out program is substantially completed, on time and below budget. We've got a reputation for service delivery. We've got strong JV partners. We partner with high-profile companies that are experts in their own fields, such as Suru, Sumitomo, and J-Power. We work very hard to achieve economies of scale, and with the completion of our build-up program, new developments within the close radius of our plants can now be readily connected to Tabrik at a very competitive cost. We've got a very stable existing customer base. We have long-term, approximately 25-year contracts with our customers, almost half of which are with the UAE government entities, the GHQ, the RTA, the military, and other prominent real estate developers in Abu Dhabi, like Alda and Suru. We've got very efficient business systems and processes. There's stringent internal processes that have been put in place to ensure the sustainability of our profitability and to ensure the same for all new contracts before they are signed, and we don't start building a plant until the loads for that plant are fully committed in binding offers from our contractors. And depending on the investment scale, internal approvals are all obtained as well. On the operations and maintenance front, we are continually aiming to improve efficiencies without compromising on true water delivery to reduce the operations costs to the company. If I'll take you now to slide 5, there are several key points that have underpinned our success over the past 2 years and will continue to propel us forward. And this includes the fact that we are a district cooling company in an economically strong region that requires year-round cooling. We have long-term stable contracts, many of which are with the UAE government entities. We have the funding available to complete all our projects. And finally, we have now substantially completed our contracted build-out program with the completion of, last year completing 11 new plants. With this in mind, let's now take a look at our core chilled water business. And I'll ask you to turn now to slide 6. This quarter, we decided to provide you with some additional analysis about our core chilled water business. And this slide pretty much provides a more detailed understanding of our business and its key drivers. The plant profit and loss account on the left-hand side gives an example of how our revenues and costs are broken down into consumption and capacity. Tabrik's revenue has two key drivers, a consumption element and a capacity element. Consumption revenue is variable in that it is dependent solely on the customer's actual consumption or usage. The more customer uses, the more the consumption revenue. The majority of our costs, circa 80%, are utility costs, which are driven by the customer's consumption. The consumption tariff, as such, is structured to directly pass through the utility costs to our customers, leaving us with none or very little residual costs implications for movement in utility charges. The key returns for the business are based on the capacity revenue, which is a fixed charge to the customer for their allocation of the capacity. As can be seen by the profit and loss account, fixed costs are circa 20% of total costs and are mainly staff and maintenance costs at the plant level. The EBITDA for a typical plant is driven by the capacity charge.
which is natural if you look at the fact that the utilities costs, which make up a large portion of the consumption charge, is passed through to the customer. This capacity charge is based on the long-term minimum offtake agreements that we have in place and is typically escalated by inflation annually. Now let's just take a look at our operational achievements today. If I could turn you all right now to slide 8. As you can see from the graph, over the past 3 years, we have steadily increased both installed and connected capacities. In the second quarter of 2012, we added 8,000 tons to the installed capacity across our group, which brings our total group installed capacity to 767,000 tons across 65 plants in the GCC. Connected capacity increased to 727,000 tons and is now 95% of the installed capacity. In our UAE operations, 8,000 tons of gross capacity came online in the second quarter of 2012, increasing our installed capacity to 605,000 tons across 59 plants. The capacity increase is as a result of the completion of a plant expansion in Al Ain. The total connected capacity for chilled water in the second quarter of 2012 was approximately 570,000 tons, or 94% of total installed capacity. Just turning on to slide 9, we'll take a quick look at our customer base. As mentioned earlier, we have a significant number of contracts with UAE government entities, and the graph on slide 9 shows you the split in connected capacity between our government and non-governmental customers. In 2011 and so far in 2012, 48% of our capacity has been contracted to government entities. This has been steadily increasing over the past few years. These are long-term, stable contracts with guaranteed returns. If I take you now to slide 10, just to do an overall summary of our results. I'm pleased to report strong results for the second quarter of 2012. Q2 2012 revenue is up by 3% to $296.6 million, which compares to the $286.6 million for the same period last year. The second quarter of 2012 operating profit increased by 4% to $83.5 million over the same period last year, while the net profit attributable to the parent increased by 32% to $57.9 million. We have highlighted a number of times that our focus is on our core chilled water business, and this now accounts for up to 98% of our EBITDA, which is consistent with the first quarter of 2012's results. We continue to make utility efficiency gains and maintain our cost discipline. One plant expansion came online this quarter, resulting in additions to connected capacity of 8,000 tons. The remaining additions are as a result of new connections to existing plants. Finally, in line with our strategy, we continue to reduce the contribution from our value chain businesses, and this was mainly driven by completion of our build-out program and is in line with expectations that we've made to you in the past. If I take you now to slide 11, we will take a quick look at some financial and operating metrics of the company. The number of plants in the UAE is now 59, 10 more than we had a year ago. Installed capacity has increased to 605,325 tons, a 10% increase from the same period last year. The connected capacity stands at 570,812 tons, almost a 10% increase since the second quarter of 2011. EBITDA margin now stands at 40%. The increase in connections during 2011 and the economies of scale improved the EBITDA margin in the later half of 2011, and this has followed on into 2012. We made 31 million dirhams of capex payments as a result of our build-up program nearing completion and reduced other cash payments. Net debt to EBITDA for the second quarter of 2012 was 6.5 times. This declined post-repayment of the Sukuk 06 and increased EBITDA and repayment of bridging loans. Loan to cost for second quarter of 2011 is consistent with second quarter 2012 is consistent with second quarter 2011 and for the full financial year of 2011. Overall, we continue to make progress on the financial and operational metrics. And I'll hand you over now to Adrian for a quick review of the financial performance.
Thank you, Sujit. If I could get you all to turn to slide 13 in the presentation. Our core chilled water business now contributes 85% of our revenue and as mentioned earlier, 98% of EBITDA. Revenues for the second quarter increased by 4% to $251.7 million, and gross profit increased 9% to $112.9 million. Profits from operations amounted to $82.3 million, a 12% increase on the same period last year. This is driven by the economies of scale, new customer connections to existing plants, and the new plants. Obviously, these economies of scale and our continued focus on cost control increased the gross profit margin to 45% in quarter two 2012, compared to 43% in quarter two 2011. And our net profit margin increased to 33% from 30% last year. The same metrics have increased EBITDA to $114.9 million against $101 million in quarter two 2011. The EBITDA margin has also increased from 42% last year to 46% in the second quarter this year. The two charts on the bottom show how far the company has come in the past 4 years in growing our core chilled water business. Just to remind you, in quarter two 2009, Tabreed's profits from operations in our chilled water business was $17 million. This year, the figure has grown to $82 million. Nearly five times the 2009 level. This is a result of Tabreed's focus on growing its core chilled water business and delivering against its business plan. Moving on to slide 14, we're going to look at the value chain businesses. In line with our strategy, our value chain businesses are becoming much less significant than in the past, and the contribution to revenue is now only 15%. The EBITDA contribution is only 2% in line with Q1 2012. The declining contribution from these plants is from these businesses is in line with our expectations and is driven by the completion of Tabreed's build-out program and the continuing weak economic conditions. Weak economic conditions and the fact that a high proportion of the work in the value chain business relates to variation orders has resulted in a reduction in the margins. Net profit margin has reduced from 16% last year to just 3% for the same period this year. And EBITDA margins have reduced from 20 to 6%. Moving on to slide 15. As Sujit said, and as you can see, we had a strong financial performance in the second quarter of 2012. Although revenues increased marginally, net profit saw an impressive growth, up 32% quarter on quarter. And the company is now reaping the benefits of successfully completing the recapitalization and the strengthening of its core chilled water business. As an organization, we know that our profitability is driven by our connected capacity. To put it simply, how many tons we've connected to our customers. Value chain business no longer constitute an important element for us, and as you've seen in the figure earlier, do not contribute much to our bottom line. Our core chilled water business is now the main driver of profitability. And what we have been able to successfully do over the last couple of years is enhance operational efficiencies in the chilled water segment and derive greater benefits from one of our strongest competitive advantages, our economies of scale. Finally, with the recapitalization program behind us, Tabreed is no longer hampered by the high finance costs. Turn now to slide 16. If we look at the first half results, we see the same dynamics at play, the strength of the core chilled water business. This segment continues to be the main driver of profits, while the value chain businesses contribution to our bottom line is marginal. The continued cost control and improved efficiency in the chilled water segment helped decrease the operating costs. These figures demonstrate the success of the recapitalization program and the strength of our underlying business. In summary, we have a utility-like business. We have a utility business-like performance with long-term stable contract enabling us to experience steady growth. This concludes the financial review, and I'll now hand you back to Sujit for a summary.
Thanks, Adrian. Now, if I can take you all to slide 18, try and do a quick recap, right? Just in summary, we've had a good second quarter this year with positive and encouraging results. We continue to have a strong cash generating capability.
with the second quarter 2012 group EBITDA up by 7% to 117.6 million dirhams. Our first half for 2012 has been equally positive, and we continue to focus and grow our core chilled water business, and our strategy over the years has been to increase the distribution of chilled water while reducing the contribution from the value chain businesses. This has been demonstrated by the increase in profit from operations in chilled water from 63 million dirhams for the full year of 2009 to 274 million dirhams for the full year 2011. We are already at 155.5 million for the first half of 2012. Going forward, management continues to focus on building the business and creating value for its shareholders by delivering on its business plan, enhancing value from existing plants while maximizing organizational and operational efficiencies, achieving the full earning potential of the company, and growing the company's core chilled water business. Moving on to slide 19. We know that you've seen this slide before, but this is key for us, and I want to spend some time just reiterating this. Looking forward, we are confident of the ability to maintain the momentum we have gathered over the past year and maintain our growth trajectory. Several reasons underpin the optimism that I share with you today. The first being that Tabreen is well positioned to capitalize on growth opportunities by meeting the demand for cooling infrastructure in the region. The GCC economies continue to grow, and district cooling is a vital component of economic growth in this part of the world. Our fundamental business model is strong. Many of our contracts are with UAE government entities. We have long-term stable contracts with guaranteed returns. We are a utility company offering cooling services in one of the hottest regions in the world, in the Middle East. And the majority of our projects are now complete. And finally, cash is available to fund the completion of the remaining projects as well as new projects that we will undertake. This concludes our presentation, and we'll now take any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants with questions to pose, please press 01 on your telephone keypad and you'll be placed in the queue. To cancel the queue, please press 02. Once again, 01 for your question. Our first question is Sanya Lat from National Bank Abu Dhabi. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the presentation. I've got two questions. The first relates to your chilled water operation. I see that the EBITDA margin at 46% in the second quarter is down on 54% in the first quarter. I know that the downward margin happening in the first quarter and the second quarter of 2011 as well. Could you just remind us why that was, that you have a Q-on-Q drop in margins? That's the first question. And the second question is, I appreciate that you said that the recap is behind you. I appreciate that. But I also recall from earlier presentations back in 2009, 2010, that you will begin to pay for some of the borrowing in terms of new shares. If that is right, could you possibly tell us what the additional shares would be by the end of 2012? Thank you.
Hi, yeah, it's Adrian Kershaw. If I just deal with your first question, the EBITDA margin is obviously driven by a factor of the revenue and the cost. As we explained on the plant operations, what you see in the second quarter compared to the first quarter is a significant increase in volumes as the temperature gets hotter. Therefore, it's very much a seasonally driven EBITDA margin. Same last year, same this year.
Just on your second question, I think what you're asking is pretty much very closely related to the mandatory convertible that we completed last year. I think some of the details of this were distributed or were shared with you last year as well. It's a bit much for us to try and go through here, but I'm sure we can send you the relevant presentations that we had on this last year for you to follow through on that, if that will help, yeah?
Also, sorry, it's Adrian here. In the quarterly unaudited financial accounts, notes 4 and 5 give the details on the number of shares that would be issued on the mandatory convertible bonds. So notes 4 and 5 give you those.
Correct. In terms of timing, okay, I think we can go back to the presentations here.
Thank you. There are currently no questions. If you'd like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. Once again, 01 for your question. Hello, Mr. Sujit. There are currently no questions.
Great, okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry, there's one more question for Amit.
All right.
Can I open the line up?
All right. Sure, thank you.
Amit from EFG, please go ahead.
Yeah, actually, from EFG. I just wanted to pick up on that last, the first question, the EBITDA margin decline Q on Q. You said that as volumes increase due to seasonality, so do costs. Does that mean that, relatively speaking, in the down seasons, the provision of chilled water, district cooling, is more profitable than it is in the peak seasons?
Remember, the profitability, as we showed on the plant-by-plant, is driven by the connection charge and not the volume. Our plant profitability is driven by the connection charge. So the capacity charge. So the EBITDA margin is a misleading number when you're looking at it trying to drive those KPIs.
Right. It's the EBITDA margin that we're referring to, not the profitability so much, but the EBITDA margins, yeah? Okay, and these are driven very much by seasonal variations in demand as well. We've made some presentations on this before as well, I think. We explained this well.
So just to make it clear in my mind, what you're saying is if the capacity was connected and you were getting a connection charge only and there was no usage, that would be more, you would find your EBITDAs would be higher than if there are actually usage. Is that right?
Yes.
Remember, 80% of our costs are associated with that usage,
yep.
Which, as you've seen on the page, is almost 100% pass-through. There's a very small margin on that. So we've got two elements to our business. One is very high profitability, one is very low. The low is driven by volume. And just to give you a flavour, in the first 3 months of the year, there's about 12% of the annual volume, and in the second 3 months, there's about 30%, ballpark.
And then as we go into the third quarter, then I presume that goes up again?
Yes. It goes up a bit, then comes back off in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. But the second half is more than the first half in terms of volume.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There are currently no questions. If you'd like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. Once again, 01 for your question. As there's no further questions, we'll pass the call back to Sujit.
Great. Well, thank you very much. We'll catch up with you guys again in the next call. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation.